For almost 150 years, the old office had been used by proofreaders and as a repository for company records and unpublished manuscripts and so forth. But now the decision had been made that the site was too valuable to remain effectively unused in central London. It was on the market, valued at £6 million, and the publishing records were all being moved out to new offices in Basingstoke. Carol, who was a junior editor with one of the Hyde Park imprints, had been seconded from her duties for 6 months and told to decide what should be kept and what should be thrown away. On going through the old papers, she had come across some 1858 correspondence between Samuel Pickersniff and James Jebson, in which mention was made several times of an unpublished memoir called The Ghost of Inglestone, by an unknown writer called Mrs. Susanna Ravenhill. Carol said that there were mentions of Wales in the letters. "I thought of you," she explained. "Since this correspondence is about a memoir, not a novel, many writers at that time used pseudonyms. I love the published diaries of your famous mistress Martha Morgan, and I just thought..." I stopped her in her tracks. "But Carol," I said reprovingly, "Martha died in 1855. She wrote diaries all her life, but I have never had any indication that she wrote memoirs or novels. She was a competent wordsmith, but seems to have had absolutely no pretensions as an author." "What about her sisters or her daughters or granddaughters? Couldn't one of them have had a story to tell, either on their own account or maybe relating to Martha herself? There may have been episodes in her life that haven't as yet been recorded and which moved somebody to put pen to paper after her death. Are you okay with that?" "Yes, that's possible," I conceded. "Any one of Martha's female descendants might have had a story to tell and the inclination to do it. But this is still a very long shot. Have we nothing more to go on?" "Not much, I admit. There's no book with the right title on Pickersniff and Jebson's list of published works, and no author with the right name either in their catalogue or in their ledgers. Unfortunately, there's no sign of a manuscript." "So what's the date on the correspondence?" I asked. Carol shuffled through her papers for a moment and then said, "All in the month of June 1858. "That's too late to have had anything to do with Mistress Martha personally, unless she left something behind her relating to one of the mystery periods in her life. There were certainly some gaps in her diaries, the longest of which lasted for 10 years. I suppose something from one or more of those intervals might have come to light after her death, and might then have been brought forward by one of her family with a view to publication. But Mrs. Susanna Ravenhill..."